Good morning. How good it is, as always, to gather together in the beauty of this place in a spirit of worship. It is wonderful to see each and every one of you post-Thanksgiving. I hope you had a wonderful holiday with family and loved ones, and I hope that this is a continuation of a precious time with family and loved ones. A special welcome to those who may be visiting with us this morning. I want to extend a very special welcome to you. It is so good to have you worshiping with us this morning. I hope that the neighbors around you have greeted you and made you feel welcome, and if they haven't, there will be time for that after the service. You're also invited downstairs after our service for a time of fellowship and treats. Always a good time. But I do want you to know that no matter who you are and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So a welcome to all. I do have a few announcements to share this morning. The first one is about our 2024 budget hearing. A hearing for the 2024 budget will be held after the December 3rd service, that's next week. You can find a summary of the proposed budget by the bulletins on your way in or out, and a vote on the budget will be held before the December 10th service. So next week is the hearing, the week after is the vote. So please pay attention to that. A reminder again that we will be selling homemade soup once again. On December 10th, downstairs during fellowship time. And we are always looking for volunteers to help make that delicious homemade soup. So if you are interested in doing that, or if you have any questions about that at all, please give Ann Kinsey a yell. A reminder that the hanging of the greens to beautify and Christmasify our sanctuary will be happening next Saturday at 12:30 after the women's Christmas tea. So please join us for decorating the church for the Christmas season. And another reminder, there's a lot of information on this green sheet as an insert in your bulletin, and also in your bulletin, there's some important announcements that have been written out and sort of carefully crafted to give you information that you need about the upcoming weeks, the Advent season, the Christmas season, Christmas Eve. Do take time, not during the service, but maybe this afternoon with a nice cup of tea, to look over these things, details and times. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to give the church office a call or to speak to me on Sunday. And last but not least, we had a short week in the office, so printing was a little bit speeded up, so we didn't get their names in the bulletin, but I do want to say a special thank you to the team of liturgists that's helping me this morning. Margie Jewell will be offering our joys and concerns and prayers of the people, Ann Kinsey will be reading scripture, and Ken Hales is offering the children's sermon this morning. So many hands make lovely work, so I'm grateful for their volunteering this morning. And I believe those are all of the announcements, so I want to invite you to join me in taking a deep and slow and very intentional breath. If this is the first deep breath you've taken all morning, make it a really good one. Breathe in God's Spirit that fills this place and fills each one of us as we worship. Exhale and relax. Set aside all of the many things that busy our hearts and minds and distract us from being here as we seek to focus our hearts and our minds and raise our voices to worship God this morning.
Thank you.
invite you to join me in our responsive call to worship. In a world where so many and so much calls for our loyalty, we gather to celebrate the one who rules above all. In a time when we are told to look out only for ourselves, we gather to learn from the one who sees others with eyes of compassion and mercy. In a day when the love of power reigns, we cling to Christ and the power of love. May we become aware of what it means for Christ to truly reign in our lives and in our world. Come, let us worship. I invite you to join me as together we confess our sins by praying our prayer of confession. Let us pray. Loving God, when we think of something or someone reigning, we often think of law and absolute authority, something that humans want and fight to have. We confess that it is hard for us to see the power in empowering others and the strength in strengthening those around us. Help us, God, to allow your compassion to be what rules our lives and what guides our thoughts, words, and actions. When we are tempted to choose that which the world tells us will put us in charge, remind us that you have charged us with sharing your love to each and every person we encounter each and every day. Amen. Friends, when we confess our sins, when we claim our inability to see beyond ourselves and ask for God's help, God sees us. God hears us. God offers us love and grace. As we seek to extend that grace to others, God does not require us to be perfect, but a life of faith does require us to be aware of God's presence and God's gift of forgiveness. Grab hold of that gift this day. Allow it to change the way you see and live in this world. Amen. Be seated.
Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit in the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I will tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You who are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me." And then they will also answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer to them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
My friend is not very good at playing hide and seek. I'd like to invite all the kids to come on up. Oh, there it goes again. All right. Yeah. Come on up. Yeah. Did you guys all have a good Thanksgiving? Great. Yep. Well, that's good. Well, you know what? I brought a friend along with me. She's very glad that she's not a turkey, especially this time of year. Can you guess what I have in my bag? What do you think? What did that sound like? Let me try again. What'd you say?
Chicken.
A chicken. Let's open up and see.
Was that actually real?
Look at that. It's a chicken. Yeah.
With eggs.
With eggs. And it doesn't know when to be quiet. So, do any of you have pets at home? Do you have a pet?
A cat. None.
You have none? Well, when I was a little kid, we had a pet chicken.
What?
Yes, a pet chicken. And we named all of our friends, we named this chicken Henrietta.
What?
Yes. The last time I was up here, I talked about sheep. This time, the chickens complained and said, you didn't give us equal time. You need to talk about chickens. So that's what I'm going to do, okay? So, Henrietta was our pet chicken. And every time the school bus arrived, we would walk out the lane, and Henrietta would follow us out every day to the end of the lane and wait for the bus with us. And when the bus came, we got on the bus. The bus driver couldn't believe our chicken. And, well, the chicken went back the lane, and we were all good. When I was about 10 years old, my parents decided that it would be good for me to learn some responsibility. And a good way to do that would be to raise chickens. So I got a ledger book, and on one side, expenses, on the other side, a profit, things that I would gain. And I thought it was a pretty good idea. This will be fun. I'll raise chickens. So the expenses side, we went out, we bought feed, we bought shells, because chickens actually eat shells that makes their eggs hard. And we bought straw for their bedding. I was all set. I was in business. We went to a wholesaler. We bought 12 Long Island red chickens. Very, very pretty chickens. They're bright red, real dark red. I was set to go. Well, the first week, the chickens laid lots of eggs. I had lots of eggs. I was very happy, put them all together in egg cartons, washed them and cleaned them, and sold them, and I was doing great. The next week, I only had about half as many eggs. I thought, well, what's with this? The third week, there were no eggs. And the fourth week, there were no eggs. Well, I thought, chickens don't like me. What am I doing wrong? It was then that my dad explained to me what molting is. Have you ever heard of the word molting? Have you? Really? Wow, most people don't know what that is. Let me tell you. Once a year, chickens molt. They lose their feathers, and they get new feathers, brand new feathers. Chickens have to look good, you know. So So they get new feathers. Well, while they're doing this, all their energy goes into making new feathers, not laying eggs. So I was not real happy. This went on for 6 weeks. I was losing money. But you know what? It taught me a really good life lesson. Sometimes we can work real hard. We can use our talent. We can do our best. But we have to learn to wait. We have to learn to wait for success. It doesn't always come right away. Think about times when something's hard for you. Something, maybe it's a sport, or maybe it's music, or maybe it's a math problem, something that's hard. You've done your best. Sometimes we just have to wait for success. There's a Bible verse, it says, "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they'll walk and not faint." So that's a good life lesson. Sometimes it's okay just to wait. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads. Father, sometimes it's hard to be patient. It's hard to wait. We all want instant success. Father, teach us patience. Teach us to learn to wait. And we ask this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I better take the chicken to the nursery because Andrew might set her off during the sermon or sometime in a bad time when she doesn't like loud noises. So we're going to take her away.